It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Good morning. After years of hard times, state coffers are showing a surplus. The National Council of State Legislatures says states combined have a 25% more money in their coffers than they did a year ago. State lawmakers have been struggling with budgets since the 90s boom busted, and the September 11th terrorist attacks created an economic turndown, hurting tax revenues.
Many states did not count on projected revenue increases as the economy started improving. Now, let's not say they don't know what to do with the money. They'll figure out something. Some states are making up for earlier cuts. Others are tucking money away for a rainy day. And we have three reports on how states are responding. First, NPR's Larry Abramson on the fastest-growing area of state spending, education.
Taxpayers may oppose increased spending for many state programs, but these days they are eager to spend more on schools. Corina Eckel of the National Conference of State Legislatures says spending for a number of K-12 programs will climb by nearly 8% in fiscal year 2007.
Everything from increasing the funding in the school formula to increasing teacher salaries to new school books and technology in the classrooms.
For years, Medicaid spending was the fastest-growing area of state spending, but now education has taken the lead. And Corina Eckel says colleges and universities are getting an unusually big boost.
Higher education tends to fare worse when times are bad because lawmakers see that tuition and fees can help make up for budget cuts. And then when times improve, states typically give higher-than-average increases for higher education just to help make up for those prior cuts.
Alabama's surplus has allowed that state to make up some lost ground. Elementary and secondary students will now attend class 5 days longer, bringing the state up to the national average. And teachers got their second raise in a row, this time a jump of 5%. Sandra Sims de Graffenried, executive director of the Alabama Association of School Boards, says that's dramatic for a state that ranks near the bottom for per-pupil spending.
We've come off some really lean years where things have been tough in our state, and all of a sudden we now see a budget that has passed that is $6.02 billion. It's the largest budget for education that this state has ever seen.
Sims de Graffenried says recent increases will allow Alabama to chip in $67 per student to pay for textbooks. That's nice, but parents will still have to make up the difference. States that depend on energy revenues are seeing some of the biggest increases for education. Wyoming has no income tax, but revenue from coal and other energy taxes have allowed the state to set aside $400 million for a scholarship fund for the state's community colleges and its university. Jim McBride is Wyoming's superintendent of education.
And that is enough money to give a large percentage of our students access to those programs at a very, very reasonable rate.
Revenue increases are not the only factor that will determine whether schools have more to grow on. California has agreed to reduce class sizes in schools where student performance is worst, but that was a response to a lawsuit by state teachers. Some critics of school spending say budget increases often do not lead to better instruction. Tim Mooney is with a group called First Class Education, which is pushing state legislatures to mandate that 65% of school spending goes to the classroom, not to the educational bureaucracy.
Nearly every teacher in America in the last 2 weeks visited a Walmart or an Office Max or a Staples and bought basic classroom supplies for their classroom. Why is that when we're growing at 7.9% increase?
Still, with teachers getting a sizable chunk of the increased spending, no one is complaining about extra dollars for schools. But they are wondering, as they always must, whether they will gain or lose ground next year. Larry Abramson, NPR News, Washington.